We begin Bezras Hashem this evening, Dalet Amar Aleph, towards the bottom. Again, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Where the makor, where is the source where we learn that a Kohen Gadol has to be separated 7 days into the special chamber, the Lishkas HaParhadrin, 7 days prior to Yom HaKippurim, as well the Kohen who's going to burn the Parah Aduma on Har HaZeisim, he too has to separate 7 days before he burns it. And where do we learn this from? Rabbi Yochanan had said we learned it from the Miluim, just as 7 days over there before the eighth day Vayi by Mashmini. And that pasuk says, La'aseis l'chaper. So shall you do la'aseis l'chaper. La'aseis, we said, that's the Maisa of Sreifas HaPar, burning the Paraduma, and L'chaper is to choose Yom HaKippurim. Reish Lakish learns it out from Har Sinai, just as, and we're going to go into more this week, just as Moshe Rabbeinu needed to separate himself for 7 days and be alone, separated from everybody else for 7 days prior to going into the meeting with the Shechina, meeting with Hashem Himself. So too, a Kohen going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the holiest place where the Shechina resides, he needs 7 days before. The obvious question the Gemara asks, what about Parah Aduma? You don't have any source for Parah Aduma. And Reish Lakish says, you're right, Parah Aduma is just a Maila Ba'alma. It's just an added stringency that we placed on Parah Aduma. There's no real biblical source for it. We begin this week with a brisa which supports the opinion of Reish Lakish that the source for 7 day separation is from Sinai. Last week we had a brisa that supported Rabbi Yochanan. In order to appreciate what the Gemara is about to do, which is really going to explain a machlokes between two Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva, and their machlokes is going to be really based on a different machlokes between a Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Namely, when was the Torah given? What day was the Torah given? We thought everyone would agree about that idea, when the Torah was given. Even that's a machlokes. But in order to get to that machlokes, we have to first introduce a machlokes to Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva. And there's a point of contention to exactly which 6 days are singled out in the Torah. Again, we already are all the more wiser, and we know that if you ask somebody, where does it talk about in the Torah, which parsha talks about the Maimon Har Sinai, which parsha talks about the event of the revelation at Sinai, and the parsha is Yisrael. Everybody knows that. And what a lot of people forget is that it continues in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. And it talks about things that happen, the clouds and the smoke, that's brought in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. As a matter of fact, the famous words of Na'aseh V'nishma is not in Parshas Yisrael. Everybody talks about it in the drasha, you talk about it in Parshas Yisrael. But the actual words were said in Parshas Mishpatim, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went back and forth. And we'll see, starting at Rosh Chodesh Sivan, he went up to the mountain. Hashem says, okay, ask the Bnei Yisrael if they want to accept. He goes down, do you want to accept? They said, Na'aseh V'nishma. He goes back up to the mountain. Hashem says, okay, tell them now to separate for 3 days before I'm going to come down on the mountain. He goes back to the Vayosha Moshe La'am. This all takes place at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Now the Psukim here, and we'll read you the Psukim, right at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, right by Maftir. Vayishka in Kveid Hashem al Har Sinai. And the presence of Hashem rested on Har Sinai. Vayichaseu he'onon sheishes yomim. And a cloud enveloped something. Either it enveloped Moshe Rabbeinu, or it enveloped the mountain. Sheishes yomim for 6 days. Vayikra el Moshe b'yom ha'shvi, and then Hashem called to Moshe on the seventh day of these 6 days where there was a cloud surrounding, mitoich ha'onon, from amidst the cloud. An awesome experience this was for those observing, and obviously for Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So there were 6 days that a cloud was enveloping either the mountain or Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is the machlekes over here. The second point in the machlekes we'll see is, when were these 6 days? Were they from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until Vav Sivan? Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei and Vav of Sivan? Is that when it happened? And then when would the seventh day be? Zion Sivan, or in fact that the 6 days first start on Vav Sivan. Now, the first 6 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was running back and forth to Klal Yisrael, back to Hashem, Klal Yisrael, back to Hashem, and then on 6th of Sivan is that awesome day of the everyone hearing Hashem speaking, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yehi Lecha Eloheim Achera, basically the two of the first of the Ten Commandments, the rest of the eight, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, that's on the 6th day, and then the next day, he went up for 6 days. So you're talking about the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th of Sivan. And then when is Vayikra Bayim Ashvi? When is the 7th day? The 13th day of Sivan.
So how many did they do that count?
Oh, there's an actual opinion like this. Now we have the background, we can learn the Gemara. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak Lili and Rabbi Kiva. So let's see the Gemara about 6 or 7 lines up from Dalet Amud Aleph on the bottom. Tanya Kavaseid Reish Lakish, we have a brisa which supports Reish Lakish that the source for Prish of 7 days is from Sinai. The brisa says like this, Moshe Ola Be'anon, Moshe went up in a cloud, Viniskase ba'onan, and he was covered and enveloped by a cloud. Viniskadesh ba'onan, and he was sanctified in an onan. For those that understand that this is obviously not a simple thing, we're talking about various levels. And in truth, there's a lot going on over here, more than the simple thing that there was a cloud enveloping. Onan actually stands for, the Svarim teaches, onan stands for Allah, the Onan, Niskase, and Niskadesh. You see that acronym? Allah, Niskase, Niskadesh. He went up, he was enveloped, and he was sanctified. Those words are Onan. Okay, and some of the standard is he was going up in different various levels of the Olamos, if you will. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's trait that he's known for in the Torah?
Humility.
Humility. How do you say humility?
Anav.
How do you spell Anav? Ayin, Nun, Vav. And a Vav is just extend the Vav and you get another Nun. And it's pointed out that his the reason why he merited to be the one to be the Mekabalah Torah, to receive the Torah and be to the transmitter of Torah, was his Anivus. And it's said from the Arizal, an amazing thing. The Arizal lived in the same period, the same era as the Beis Yosef. And the Arizal said that he was shown a vision, Min HaShemayim, that there were three people in his generation that had the ability to be given the merit to be able to codify all of Halacha into a book for all of Klal Yisrael. And it says the reason why the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kairo, was chosen was because of his extreme humility. Two others were just as worthy, just as wise, just as great. But he was chosen because of his anivus. And how do you know he was such a big anav? The Arizal says, because if you look at the Beis Yosef, right, we have the Shulchan Aruch, that's just the sort of the dry bone halacha. But the Beis Yosef, which is really his magnus open, where he developed the whole halacha based on the Torah, he said, you'll see, even those opinions that he argues with, he never puts them down. Always has tremendous respect. It's unique for the Sefer. Usually, the risk of the Raisa, the fighting of Torah, usually you have sharp words, right? You know, the Ravid has very sharp words when he comes to argue with the Rambam. Beis Yosef is always respectful of any opinion that he brings down. So said the Arizal. So that was Moshe Rabbeinu's special merit because he was an Onav, he was Zeicha to these three levels of Olah, Niskase, Niskadesh.
I see Aaron as being an Onav. More
of
an Onav than Aaron. Aaron was quiet,
he was
trying to speak.
The Torah says, Onav Ma'od Mikol Adam. Obviously, you're talking about maybe nuances of levels. Moshe Rabbeinu was even greater than Aaron in that respect. Yeah, it could also be based on their personality that you would have expected Aaron to be more of the Anav, because he was the Ayyav Shalom V'Raydav Shalom. It was all sort of less for him to overcome than Moshe Rabbeinu, who had to be the strong leader, who had a stronger side to him. He was the Shammai, and Aaron was the Hillel. Okay, So the Gemara says like this. Shenema, how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu went out? Shenema, as it says, Vayishkan Kveid Hashem al Har Sinai. The passage we just read at the end of Parash Mishpatim, Hashem's Shechina rested on Har Sinai. Zeho Yemaise Achar Aseres HaDibrois. After the sixth day of Sivan, where we received Aseres HaDibrois, where we heard the Ten Commandments from Hashem and Moshe, then this happened of the cloud enveloping Moshe for 6 days. And this was the start, these 6 days, namely on the day after the 6th of Sivan, started the 40-day count. Now anybody know what is the 40-day count? When does that end?
The 17th of Tammuz.
That's right. Right? 6 day of Sivan was Aseres HaDibrois. That's when we celebrate Shavuos. If you count 40 days later, it's the 17th day of Tammuz. And what happened on the 17th day of Tammuz, of course? Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the Luchos. So if you understand what's happening is like this. The 6 day of Sivan, when we celebrate Shavuos, we didn't receive the whole Torah. That day, we heard the Aseres HaDibrois. We heard those 10 Diburim, those 10, what's called the 10 Commandments. We heard from Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the day after, now that you had this experience, now that you prepared yourself to receive the rest of the Torah, okay, now Moshe Rabbeinu, come up, and for 40 days you're going to learn with me personally. I will give you the rest of the Torah. Rashi, he calls it the rest of the Luchais. We think the Aseres HaDibrois and the Luchais are synonymous. You see from the Gemara, it's not true. Aseres HaDibrois means those ten mitzvahs, which are since Hashem singled out, which really incorporate within it all of the mitzvahs, but those are the 10. 5 on the right, 5 on the left, Bein Ben Olam Mokum Ben Olam Chaveri. Then Moshe Rabbeinu was going to go up and receive, Rashi says, the rest of the Lekabal HaLuchais, Rashi says. He would be there for 40 days, the Kabbal Aluchais. And Amid Beis, we'll see the Gemara calls it the rest of the Torah. The Rashash says it's not a contradiction. It's really one and the same. The rest of the Torah were contained within the Luchais. So here was the program. You heard Aseres HaDibrois? Everybody heard them. On Vav Sivan, the 6th day of Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu, come out now for 40 days, you get the rest of the Torah. What happened was, in the interim, they made an eagle, they made a golden calf. When Moshe Rabbeinu came and he saw this, as the Gemara explains, they got too heavy, and he broke the Luchais. And then he went up again on the 18th day for another 40 days, came down on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, went down for another 40 days, and came down on Yom HaKippurim with the second set of Luchais. That's how it happened. This is all according to Rabbi Yossi HaGalili.
I kind of got lost in the numbers here. You said 40 days from Rosh Hashanah. What do you mean?
We start above Sivan.
Right.
Next day he goes up for 40 days.
Right.
Comes down on Shivas Batamas. Goes up on 18th day of Tammuz. Right. Comes down on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. Right. And then from Elul to Yom HaKippur is another 40 days.
Are you saying he received the Chamish Shukum Shei Torah up on the mountain?
No, just Aseres HaDibrois.
So Aseres HaDibrois were the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
And what else did he receive then? If not just
that's what they heard. There was no. That was.
Shnei Luchos Habris. What was on the Shnei Luchos Habris?
No, the Shnei Luchos Habris was to be received after the 40 days of going up.
And what was on them?
Ah, so we know them. What sort of conventional wisdom is? It says that Aseres HaDibrois, right? It's not so clear. From Rashi, it seems that really it contained all of the Torah.
So if it contained, according to Rashi, then if Rashi says it contained the whole Torah, then Moshe knew from the very beginning that he would not make it into Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, the famous Kasha.
So they say this also.
Then when he would die too.
Yeah.
Every Gadol Hadar knows the whole future. That's why it's by Mordechai. Mordechai is involved in the.
He had Ruach HaKodesh, what's going to happen? Yeah, that's a kasha, but it's off the page for now, so we'll have to leave it. This Rabbi Yossi understood it, that these 6 days happened after Aseres HaDibrois, meaning above Sivan they heard the Ten Commandments, and then the next day, starting the next day, was a period of 6 days that the cloud enveloped Moshe Rabbeinu. And essentially what Rabbi Yossi HaGlili is teaching us is that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be separated for 6 days in a cloud to be prepared to go learn with the Shechina. And here you see Prisha before going to a Makom Kaddish like meeting with the Shechina. Aye, it's only 6 days. So the Gemara already said that. Really, you're right. Based on this source, you only need 6 days. What do you need? Another 7th day for the Kohen Gadol? For the Nida. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseya said, well, worry that he may have a relationship with his wife and he'd be a Nida, she would be a Nida in their interim, and he would have to wait for 7 days. So we added one more day. Good. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, now let's switch modes. We have a new opinion here. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Vayishken Kveid Hashem, when was that? Ne Resh Chodesh. On Resh Chodesh Sivan. That's when Hashem's presence came down on our Sinai. Vayichaseyu what? He'onon lahar. What did the cloud envelop? Not Moshe Rabbeinu, but enveloped the whole mountain for 6 days. So here's the picture. The calendar is the first day of Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. 1 day, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the first 6 days of Sivan, and there's a cloud enveloping the whole mountain, the whole Mount Sinai. It's enveloping. And then, everybody's present, and Vayikra El Moshe, and on the 7th day, Hashem calls out to Moshe. 1 second. If Hashem's calling out to Moshe, what is He calling out to him? He's saying the Aseret Hadibros. Was it only Moshe He was talking to? He was talking to all of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Moshe v'chol Yisrael Eimdin. Really, Moshe and all of Klal Yisrael was standing there and listening to the Aseret Hadibros. V'loi bo ha'kosov ala lechale kovid l'Moshe. The reason why the Torah here says that after 6 days, Vayikra al Moshe b'yom ha'shvi, Hashem called out to Moshe on the 7th day, it wasn't really telling Moshe Rabbeinu. But he was calling out to everybody. But in order to give kavod, to give honor to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah says he called to Moshe. Really, he was talking to everybody. Amazing. That's the way you learn this pasuk. That's a simple pasuk in the Torah. And we have two different ways, two drastically different ways of learning this psukim. So again, according to Rabbi Kiva, one of these 6 days, starting from the first day of Sivan, for the next 6 days. And the next day, which is what date in Sivan?
Zion
Sivan, the 7th day of Sivan. That's when Hashem calls out and gives them that Aseret Hadibros.
But we have a problem.
And then he goes up for the 40 days.
We have a problem. We celebrate Chag Shavuot, Vav B'Sivan.
Good question.
And not Zion B'Sivan.
Good question. Good question. We'll have to deal with that in a moment. Okay? Now, we're going to continue the Braisa. There's another opinion. Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson says like this. I also agree that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be separated for 7 days, but not because it teaches you that anyone who's going into a holy place has to separate for 7 days. But this was unique to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he had to separate for 7 days. Why? Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson, the Pasuk is only coming to teach us, Ela Lamorek, to purge and eradicate the achilu shasiya shebemeyov, to get rid of all the liquid and all of the food within Moshe Rabbeinu's innards, lasumay kimalach yasharis, to place him and make him identical to an angel who is obviously bereft of any food, substance, any materialism. Here too, Moshe Rabbeinu, before he's about to go and learn the whole Torah for 40 days, he has to be purged of all food and drink. Just tell you an interesting halacha based on this. We'll do it quickly because we want to finish the Yom tonight. Either we get it or not. The Rambam says like this, then in Hilchos Shavuos, halacha Torah says if you make a shvuas shav, if you make a false shvua, meaning you keep make a shvua that you cannot keep, that we know you cannot keep, it's impossible, right away you get malchus. Right away we give the guy lashes because he made a false shvua. So for example, the Rambam says, if someone says, I will not sleep for 3 days straight, we say, Bezdin, give the guy Malchus. Impossible, you can't stay up for 3 days straight. A person says, I will not eat for 7 days, give the guy Malchus. Impossible. And many Achrenim wonder, where did the Rambam know this from? There's no source. The Rambam didn't have any sources. Where did the Rambam know this from? So the Or Sameach, Rameir Simcha, in his Sefer, says, could be the Rambam just knew that. Could be he knew Kimle Rabbeinu. Maybe he knew that 7 days you go without eating. I don't know. What do you say, doctor? 7 days? Is that the... All right. He says, but maybe there's a remez from our Gemara here. You see, it took for Moshe Rabbeinu, he needed 6 days to be rid him of all of the food. So you see, that's the maximum amount that a person could contain the food in his stomach. If a person says, I'm going 7 days without eating, give him Malchus right away, because he's not going to be able to do it. So maybe this is the source of the Rambam, so says there are some
Ach. So according to that, actually it was a fast 46 days. 6 days plus another
40 days. Yeah, plus 40 days. But in Shemayim, that's not such a kasha. Mayim lo shasim, belechem lo achaldi, mayim lo shasisi. He's like a malach, yeah. But you're right, it was
46 days.
It would be 46.
Because he all the time mentioned 40 days.
Correct, correct. No problem. Another opinion, the last opinion of the Rice is Ramasya ben Chorosh Omer. I agree that Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be separated for 7 days, but you can't learn it out to other places. Why? Because this was unique to Moshe Rabbeinu. And why did they do it to Moshe? La'ayim alav, to instill a certain awe in him. Kadeshta heitera nitna, in order that the Torah should be given be'ema bereses uvaziyah, with an awe and a trembling and a shaking. That's how the Torah had to be given. So Moshe Rabbeinu need to be separated. You see, interesting. You know that. You know, if you ever want to know how you sort of prepare yourself properly, we come, Pesach is coming up, or before Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippurim. So, if it's business as usual, and you're talking to this guy, and you're schmoozing with your friend, and you're going to work, it's going to be very hard to get into the right attitude. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who was always ready to speak with Hashem, as we said and mentioned from the Drashas Aran. But for him, you see, he needed, in order to be the proper frame of mind, get away from people. Block out everybody. Don't be with other human beings. You have to focus in on this. And even Moshe Rabbeinu needed this. Shanem, as it says, Ivdu as Hashem b'yira, serve Hashem with fear, v'gilu b'ra'odah, and rejoice with trembling. We darshan, my v'gilu b'ra'odah. What do we mean? Rejoice with trembling. Amar Rav Ada bar Masna Amar Rav b'mokim gilu, in the place of rejoicing. Shom teheirada, there should be trembling. What's the place of rejoicing? Rashi says, Matan Torah was a place of rejoicing. Why? Because the Pasuk says, we say it every Shabbos, Pekudei Hashem Yeshorim, Mesam Chelev. You learn Torah, you rejoice. It's rejoicing for the heart. Here Moshe Rabbeinu was going to learn with Hashem Himself. Yeah? There's no greater rejoicing than that. When you rejoice, it has to be with trembling. It has to be with a certain deference to the greatness of the Torah.
So I learned this week that those of us who sit and learn by themselves, Achavruza is Hashem.
What? Achavrusa is Hashem. Correct. Avilu echad v'yeshiv b'teira shchini imay. Says the Gemara like this. So here's the machlokes. Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbi Kiva. Again, Rabbi Yisrael Glili says that on the sixth day of Sivan, that's when Hashem's presence came down, and that's when the cloud encircled Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days. Rabbi Kiva says that took place on the first day of Sivan, and for the next 6 days of Sivan. Says the Gemara, "B'mai kamiflgi Rabbi Yisrael Glili v'Rabbi Kiva." What is their machlokes is based on? The Gemara says, "B'plugta dahani tanoi," that their machlokes is actually based on a different machlokes tanoim. And when? What machlokes? When the Torah was given. The Sani we learned in the Braisa, Beshishi b'chodesh, on the sixth day of the month of Sivan, Nitna Torah Yisrael. That's when the Torah was given. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yosi Omer b'shiva boy. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it was actually the seventh day. Now difference of opinion here is like this. Everybody agrees, the Gemara tells in Shabbos, everybody agrees that B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. The Kuli Yom, everybody agrees that day that the Torah was given was a Shabbos. The only question is, what calendar day was it? Was it the sixth day of Sivan? Or was it a day later, the seventh day of Sivan? So the Tanna Kama says it was given on the sixth day of Sivan, and Rabbi Yosi says it was given on the seventh day of Sivan. Now, Manda Omar Bishisha, the one whose opinion is that he was on the sixth day of Sivan, so Bishisha Nitna, on the sixth day of Sivan, that's when the Torah was given. Uvishiva, the next day of Sivan, he went up to the cloud, and then it works out, he had another 6 days of precious separation, and then Hashem called to him on the seventh day, which was really the 13th day of Sivan.
Matan Torah was given on
Matan Torah was on the sixth day of Sivan, meaning that Sarah said Dibros.
Yeah.
Then he went up for 6 days, and nobody did anything. On the seventh day, Hashem calls them and says, "Come up, and we're going to learn the rest of the Torah together, and you'll come down and give it to them." That's the first opinion. The one who says it happened on the seventh day, b'shiva nitra u'v'shiva Allah, was the same day. The same day when he heard that Sarah said Dibros, Moshe Rabbeinu and Allah with Chal Yisrael, that same day he went up and was invited up to be with Hashem. He called to him on the seventh day. So now, let's just finish with the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Haglili Sovar Lo Kitanakama. Rabbi Yosi Haglili of before, he holds like this Tanakama, the Amar Bishisha B'Chodesh Nidna Torah, that it was on the sixth day of Sivan that the Torah was given. That day of Shabbos was the sixth day of Sivan. Hilkoch, therefore, Zehoye Maiseh, this Maiseh that Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 6 days and enveloped in a cloud, was Achar Aseres HaDibros, after the event, after the revelation when Hashem spoke the two Dibros and Moshe the other eight to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when it says Vayishkan Kveid Hashem Al Har Sinai Vayechaseu HaOnan Sheshes Yomim, it was LeMoshe. It was recovering Moshe for 6 days, and Vayikra El Moshe Bayim Ashvi. And when Hashem called to Moshe on the seventh day to do what? LeKibulei Shar Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, separate yourself for 6 days from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of Nisan. The next day, 13, come up now to receive the rest of the Torah. Okay?
Doesn't make sense.
You have it?
It doesn't make sense.
Lama?
Because he came down on Shvasa Betamuz and broke the Luchot.
Ah, so what's the problem?
So you can count it 13 days.
Very good. That's the Gemara's question. We'll see it in the Gemara's question in a moment. But this is the first opinion. So we can explain this still. Why? How do I know that it has to be... The 6 days had to start after Aseres HaDibros, after the Mice of Aseres HaDibros. Could the Esau, could die to his youth, if you think that Vayishka Yikveid Hashem, that when Hashem rested His presence on the mount, it was Meiresh Chodesh, from the first day of Sivan. And Vayichaseu Ha'onon Lahar, and you think that when it says in the parsha, in the end of Mishpatim, that the cloud enveloped, it was talking about it enveloped the mountain, and not Moshe. And Vayikra El Moshe Bayim Ashvi. And when he called to Moshe on the seventh day, was that Ula Kabuli Aseres HaDibros, that means on the seventh day of Sivan. That's when he called him to receive the Aseres HaDibros. It can't be. Ha'kibila Luhu Mishisha. He already received it on the sixth day. Because Rabbi Yosi Haglili holds like the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, that when was the Torah given? On the sixth day. And this already took place on the sixth day of Sivan. So he already, Aseres HaDibros, the sixth day of Sivan, and then the cloud already went up on the sixth. So you can't tell me that this happened on day number seven, because then you're a day late.
I can't have both on the same day. If you're saying that Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibros on the sixth day,
uh-huh.
You agree with by the Tanna Kamma.
Yeah.
This is also the Onan happened on the sixth day.
Yeah, but the problem is Vayikra Moshe Bayim Ashvi'i. He called him on the seventh day. If you tell me it's the seventh day from the first day of Sivan, so it's seven of Sivan. But he already gave it on the sixth of Sivan. Therefore, he's going to learn that no, he called him on the seventh of Sivan to come up for another 6 days.
Yeah.
After the Aseres HaDibros experience, come up for 6 days. And then he called him on the seventh day, which is the 13th of Sivan, and said, now you're prepared, now come up for the rest of the 40 days. That's Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Rabbi Akiva Sabalaku Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yosi in this brisa that we just mentioned before, the Omer that says, B'shiva b'chodesh nitna Torah l'Yisrael. The Torah was given, meaning Aseres HaDibros here, that means, on the seventh day of Sivan. And therefore it follows that the cloud enveloped the mountain on day number one for 6 days, and then Hashem called on them a seventh day, says, come up to the mountain, and the seventh day is when He gave them the Torah. That's when the Aseres HaDibros happened. So the Gemara now is David's question. Bishleim al Rabbi Kiva. It's very good. It works out according to Rabbi Kiva. Hainu de bishkachas la bishiva asa betamuz nishtabra aluches. It makes sense what the Gemara in Tainus teaches us, that on the 17th day of Tammuz, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu broke to luches. Why? The Gemara goes through the calculation now. Esther nva'arba de Sivan. You have another 24 days of Sivan, because 30 minus the 6 days that where the service was given. 24 days of Sivan. Vishitzar the Tammuz, another 16 days of Tammuz. Malulu arba and yamin. 24 plus 16 is 40. So then, Tahavu Bahar, that's why he was 40 days on the mountain. Vu Vishivasar Batamas, and on the 17th day of Tammuz, that's when he came down. Nochas, he came down. Vos, and he came to the camp. Vitivin Luluches, and he broke the Luches. Everything works out well. He went up on the 6th day, 24 days of Sivan, another 16 days. The 17th day came down. That was in the 40 days he broke the Luches. Elo Rabbi Yisrael Lili, according to Rabbi Yisrael Lili, Da'omar, that he says, Shisha de Prisha. He says that actually there was 6 more days after the 6th day of Sivan. There was another 6 days of Prishus. So va'arbo and dahar, you have 6 plus 40 days on the mountain. So then ad esher nutzlas b'tamuz, until the 23rd day of Tammuz, loyit barluchis. So how could the Gemara, everybody knows it was the 17th day of Tammuz when they broke the luchis? According to Rabbi Yisrael Lili, it would seem to be the 23rd day of Tammuz that the luchis broke, right? Mm-hmm.
Didn't he get the luchos according to the Rabbi Yossi?
According to Rabbi Yisrael Lili now.
As soon as he gets the luchos, then he does the Prisha.
No. First he had Aseres HaDibrois.
He had Aseres HaDibrois, that's what I meant.
Then he goes up for 6 days and nothing happens. And then on the
7th... In other words, can you
include? You want to include them? And for the Gemara like this, Amalek Rabbi Yaisi, Arbo and Dahar, when we say that he was in the mountain 40 days, Bahadi Shisha the Prisha. It was including the 6 days of Prisha. That's what it meant. It said in totality, Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain for 40 days. Happens to be the first 6 days of those 40 days he was just in solitude, and the remainder of those 40 days he was actually even higher and learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Very good, that's the Teretz.
After Aseret HaDibrot, he went again to be reshoot for another 6 days?
According to Rabbi Yisrael Glili.
So for twice?
Not twice.
Well, one time from...
No, according to him, the first 6 days he was going back and forth.
That's right, the Torah mentioned many times.
That Vayosha Maisha La'om, Vayosha Vel Hashem. That's right. So he wasn't doing Prisha then, he was back and forth.
So according to Rabbi Yossi, is that really the...
So according to Rabbi Yisrael Lili, he was back and forth for 6 days. On day number 6, Hashem says the Aseres HaDibrois. The next day he goes up. Now, David's question is that when do we celebrate Shavuos? Vav Sivan. Everybody celebrates it on the same day. Vav Sivan, the 6th day of Sivan.
Twice. We do Vav Sivan and Zayin Sivan.
Yeah.
That's Israel doing only
right.
Vav Sivan.
So we cover both of them. Yeah. No. So everybody, so the Mogen Avromeri asked this question.
Huh?
Mogen Avromeri asked this question, how could it be that we do it on the 6th day of Sivan? So there's various answers given. The Marsha tells us in the beginning of Avodah Zarah that indeed, even according to the opinion that it was given on the 6th day, our celebration of Shavuos is the day we were ready to receive the Torah. So it was after 50 days after we left Mitzrayim. That ended on Vav Sivan, right? And we had those last 3 days we were prepared, separated from family, getting ready to receive the Torah. That's when we celebrate the Torah. Why? We celebrate the day when we were ready to receive the Torah. Yeah. Why? It gets into a whole different idea of discussion, because what was really, what Pesach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift. We weren't deserving. We were almost no different than the Egyptians. We didn't deserve to reach high levels. And on the night of Pesach, Leil Seder, which repeats itself every year, by the way, there was a tremendous light given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He invested us with a tremendous level, as if It was the time when we received the Torah in Har Sinai. And that lasted just for that night. And then it was taken away. And Hashem says, now you feel what it's like. Now you got a taste of what it's like to be connected with Hashem on this level. Now do it on your own and get it back. I give you 50 days to do it. So the next 50 days we worked on it to get back, to build ourselves again. And we accomplished that. We reached that apex on Vav Sivan. And according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Hashem says, now you're ready? The next day I'm going to give you the Aseres HaDibros. But we celebrate the day we were ready. Okay. Says the Gemara like this. Omar Mar. We go back to this Braisa. It says, Vayikra El Moshe. He called to Moshe. And according to this opinion we mentioned before, Moshe V'chol Yisrael Omdin. Really, Moshe and everyone was standing there. Messiah or Rabbi Lazar, this is really a good proof to Rabbi Lazar. Dom Rabbi Lazar, Vayikra Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael Omdin. Really, they all standing there. The Torah here was just giving special honor to Moshe, mentioning him by name, even though it was really called to everyone. Meisvei, the Gemara has a question from a Braisa. Koil loy, kol elov. The Rashi explains the question is like this. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard the voice from the Oil Mayed, it says, Vayishma es hakol, Rashi says, he heard the voice, Midaber Elov, speaking to him. So the Gemara says, Koel Loi, should have said, Midaber Loi, speaking to him. Why does it say Elov? We learn from this that Moshe Shoma, V'chol Yisrael Loi Shamu. When Hashem spoke from the tent of meeting from the Oil Mayed, only Moshe heard, and Klal Yisrael did not hear. And yet you're telling me everybody was standing there? Says the Gemara, like Kashta, it's not a difficulty. Haba Sinai, Haba Oil Mayed. When it was on Sinai, then everybody heard. But when it's in the Oil Mayed, the follow-up of the Torah that Hashem was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu through the Oil Mayed, that was to Moshe Rabbeinu alone, and not to the rest of Klal Yisrael. V'yibay Yisema, or you could say a different Teretz. Loi Kashta, it's not a difficulty. Haba Kriya, Haba Dibur.
What's the difference?
Yeah. Means when Hashem was Kriya, when Hashem called, that was to
everybody.
When it says Vayedaber Elov or Midaber Elov, that was only to Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So what Hashem wanted all of them to hear, it was Vayikra. And that's why it says Vayikra El Moshe, really it was to everybody, where they gave cover to Moshe. And it says Midaber Elov, that was to Moshe Rabbeinu himself.
The first pasuk in the Sefer Vayikra, Vayikra Hashem El Moshe, so everybody heard what he told him?
Yeah, that's a good question. Over there, that was only to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, as the Gemara will say right here. But that also says Vayedaber Elov. So that's the way. Yeah. So that's how we know it's him. Yeah. The Gemara is going to quote this pasuk in a moment. Says the Gemara like this: Rav Zrika, Rami Kroy Kamed Rabbi Lazar. Rav Zrika asked the following contradiction of psukim to Rabbi Lazar. Vami La. Some say Amr Rav Zrika Rabbi Lazar Rami. The Rav Zrika said that actually Rabbi Lazar was the one who asked this contradiction. It says in the Torah, V'lo yochol Moshe lovoi el oil mayed. Moshe Rabbeinu could not even approach to come into the oil mayed. Ki shochan alav he'onah, because the cloud of Hashem's Shechina was resting on the oil mayed. Uksiv, and yet it says another pasuk, V'yavai Moshe b'sei he'onah. Moshe Rabbeinu went into the cloud. So was he not allowed, was he not able to come into the cloud, or was he coming to the cloud? Malamecha tofse HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. In other words, he was not able physically himself to come into the cloud. What Hashem do? Tofse HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabbed Moshe Rabbeinu kaviyachol ve'eviyu ba'onon, and he brought him into the onon. And that's what we have to do. We have to come as close as we can, whatever's on our ability. And after that, it's too much, but Hashem will schlep us in and do the rest. The Beit Rabbi Shmuel Tana, the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel taught, Nema kan b'soich, b'soich anon, v'nema la'alon, it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, b'soich, v'yavoy b'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom, ma'la'alon shvil, just like by the Kriyas Yamsuf, it was like a path for the Bnei Israel to walk through, so too here, the Siva Amayim Lem Choymo, you see there were walls on the side, meaning there was a path to go through, so too Avkan Shvil, here also there was a path for Moshe Rabbeinu to come in. Good. We have time to finish the next piece of Gemara with a fascinating halacha from the Chofetz Chaim. Says the Gemara, Vayikra El Moshe Vayidaber. It says Hashem called to Moshe. This is the beginning of Vayikra. Hashem called to Moshe Vayidaber, and then he spoke to him. Lama hiktim kriya ledibur. Why did Hashem first have to call Moshe? He says, Moshe, I want to speak to you. So he says, Moshe, and Moshe says, yes. And Vayidaber Hashem Elav, and then Hashem spoke to him. What do you have to do that for? Just speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. Limdecha Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us proper etiquette. Hashem wanted to teach us the way we should behave with other people. Shalayomer adam dover lachaveroi. A person shouldn't start speaking to his friend. Elam kein kareyu. You call a person on the phone. You say, hey, listen, I have to tell you. Hello? Yes. Hi, I need to tell you something. And then you start speaking.
Don't. It's an exception from others.
Terry is teaching us, don't start rambling before you like tell the person you want to tell him something. Derech Eretz. Huh?
Who are you? You say hello.
Yes, yes. Engage him first and then think. This is a proof also for Rab Chanina. A person should not start speaking to his friend unless you call him first.
For his name.
Says the Gemara at the end of that pasuk, it says like this. Vayikra Moshe Vayidaber Hashem Elov Me'oyel Moyed Lamar. What does the word Lamar mean?
Saying.
Says the Gemara, Lamar, Omar, Rav Musya Bar Breder of Masi Mishmeder of Musya Rabba Minai and Loimeder of the Chaverei Shuhube Bal Yomar. How do you know that when you say something to your friend, this friend is restricted, that he is not allowed to repeat this over to somebody else? You told a simple thing, to a simple piece of information to somebody. How do you know that somebody who told you something, you're not allowed to tell it over to somebody else? How do you know that?
That's the Lashon Hara.
You'll see, it's considered Lashon Hara.
There's one exception.
One exception. What's that?
But Torah.
If it's, huh?
I think it's your wife. You have to tell her specifically. Do not tell this to your wife.
But if it's Var Torah.
Where do you get that from?
I'll tell you that.
How do we know that if someone says something to his friend, that this friend is Babal Taimar, that he's not allowed to say? Until he tells him, Lech Emor, go and say it. In other words, I give you permission to say. Because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vaidaber Hashem Elohim Moed, Lamor. Hashem says, Lamer. Now Rashi is a very strange pshat. Rashi says Lamer, Loy Omer. Don't say it. But now you can go tell Bnei Yisrael. The Marsha says very simple. He says, this I'm telling you, Lamer, to say. So if I didn't tell you to say, you wouldn't be allowed to say. And that's how we see this halacha. Now, this halacha is not brought in the Rambam. This halacha is not brought in the Shulchan Aruch.
No?
No. That's strange. Why not? Isn't this halacha in the Gemara? Who's the first one who brings this halacha? The Mogen Avram. The Mogen Avram brings this halacha in a long list of things that you shouldn't do. He lists this as one of them. You shouldn't be doing this. Now, the Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer and Lashon Hara, says like this, that we're not allowed to say something over, either that somebody told me, or information about somebody, where it could possibly harm this person. And he says, even if a person says something, even if a person says something to people, right? If it could harm him, you are not allowed to say it to other people. Even if he said it ba'apei tlos, even if he said it in a crowd, you're not allowed to say it if it could harm him. However, if it's something that will be harmless, if it's just information that he said, in that case, you're allowed to say it over. You're allowed to say it over. So the Chafetz Chaim says, you can ask me from this Gemara over here. This Gemara says, even if you just say some simple information, it's harmless, right? How do you know it's harmless information over here? How do we know that what would have been repeated over here could not have hurt anybody? Because Hashem said it. You can't do something to harm Hashem, right? So, yet, the Gemara says, you're Babal Taimi, you're not allowed to say. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you can say two distinctions of this case. Number one, this is just saying as a mida tova ba'alm. It's not halacha, rather, but it's a mida tova. It's a good practice to get accustomed to not just saying over everything that you hear from somebody else. Why? Because then one time there'll be something that actually can harm him, and then you'll be real lashon hara. So it's a good thing to get accustomed to, and that's what the Gemara means to say. Ordech Chofetz Chaim says that there is one distinction. When a person comes and tells him, listen, I have to tell you something, come privately, and he pulls you over to the side, and he says it in secrecy, even though it seems like, even if I repeat this over, it doesn't seem like information that could harm him at all, but since he did it in secrecy, then we know that he's makbid, he does not want, he cares that no one else should say it over. And Hashem taught this to us by, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, come, I want to tell you something privately, and no one else is going to hear. Chofetz Chaim says, in that case, when you see somebody tells you something in confidence, he tells you something privately, there you assume he doesn't want me to tell it over unless he gives me permission to say. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham, who gives a whole list of halachas, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't bring this halacha from the Magen Avraham, he omits it. And the Magen Avraham, when he says this halacha, he says like this. He says, if you know the person is machbid, then if you say it over, it's considered lashon hara. What's the proof? He quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph, says a ma'aseh like this. Ahu Talmud, once a Talmud of Rav Asi, of Rav Ami. And Rav Ami, something was once said in the Beis Medrash, and 22 years later, this Talmud said over what he heard in the Beis Medrash 22 years ago. Rav Ami says, get out of the Beis Medrash. He kicked him out. Why? Because you repeated over what shouldn't have been said. 22 years later, yeah? So the Machzah Shekel explains, oh, one second, if it was said in the Beis Medrash, that means everybody heard. Yeah. But if you're makbid, then even if you say it in public, but he says, I'm saying this over, I don't want it repeated back here, right? You're at a meeting with people, and they say, this is only for the people present. I don't want it to be repeated. That, the Magen Avraham says, that's Bebal Taimi. You're not allowed to repeat that over. Then what Avraham says, it must be, that case was over there, also like that. That they were mocked, but not to repeat it over, and therefore even that Talmud he did it 22 years later, Rav Ami kicked him out of the Beis Medrash. So according to the Magen Avraham, anything that you mocked on, and the way the Chofetz Chaim describes as halacha, that if you're told in confidence about it, if you're told privately, then you know he's makbid. But otherwise, if Stam say something, that's just a midat tova ba'alma.